I did some sketches at the Prayer Visual, and then I also took a lot of pictures. I always take a lot of pictures with my camera, and I use it as a lot of source material. So I do have a lot of images from at the actual spaces downtown.
These paintings, I mean, they're real and they're emotional and they represent a lot of things to a lot of different people. As you've been creating them, have you been feeling that, or are you so focused right now to get the work done in time for the first Friday show? Because there's not, you don't have a whole lot of time to create a quite a large body of work.
When you're immersed in images like that, you have to feel it, and you have to kind of see it, and then you have to kind of let some of it kind of flow off of your back to a certain extent, because of it is something you can't ignore. You know, it's something that pertains to me and my family, people I know of my country. So it definitely is something that you do feel.
And have you had time to process those feelings now, and how they do affect you as a Black man, and how they affect your family and everything, as opposed to just an artist trying to recreate what you saw from your sketches into the paintings?
Yes, so that is a big part as well. Again, as a Black man, it affects me directly to a certain extent. With capturing the images and portraying the images, I'm still trying to make sure a voice is heard. That often you don't really, I mean, you might hear it, but it's kind of ignored, you know. So I'm trying to kind of highlight those voices. There are issues that I have to, of course, teach my children, explain to them what's going on, how do you respond to situations of this nature. So it definitely does have an effect in that respect.
What kind of conversations do you want people to have after they see your work?
Well, for this body of work, ideally, I would like for people to really stop and analyze and think, what are the people saying? You know, is what they are saying valid? Does there need to be change? And if so, hopefully we'll move forward and make those changes. So within the body, I also am trying to kind of show multiple sides, multiple angles. So we do have images where there's a police officer that is kind of in union with the protesters. But then we have incidences like the young lady who protested after curfew, and then she was beaten with by the police, you know, to get her down. So you have instances like that, two opposite ends that are happening in our response. So being aware of that as well.
What are you going to take from this experience with you when you move from this body of work into other work that you'll be producing in the future?
Well, for most of my work, I try to have a sensitivity or an awareness of kind of the shifts within society or those moods. So I still will be paying attention and listening to society, you know, especially our city, and trying to reflect that so people can have conversations of kind of building.
Thank you very much for sharing with us, Cortland. We look forward to seeing this work and the work that you continue to produce.
Thank you.